everyone, and welcome to Cellular Healing TV. I'm your host, Meredith Dykstra, and this is episode number 141. And we've got our resident cellular healing specialist, Dr. Daniel Pompa, on the line, of course. And today we welcome very special guest, Dr. Todd Watts, who is a specialist in not only a lot of things within functional medicine, but specifically parasites. And that's the topic of today's show. So I know I'm really excited about it. I know, Dr. Pompa, you are too. This is a subject that we haven't delved too deeply into on Cellular Healing TV. So we're going to really dig deep into the topic of parasites and how they affect so many of us. And it's just going to be a really awesome learning opportunity today with Dr. Watts, who is such a wealth of knowledge on this subject. So before we get started, let me tell you a little bit more about Dr. Watts. So Dr. Todd Watts is a National Board Certified Chiropractic Physician, speaker, and expert in parasitology. He graduated with his Doctorate of Chiropractic from Cleveland Chiropractic College in Overland Park, Kansas. Along with his chiropractic training in clinical kinesiology, Dr. Watts has extensive training in functional medicine, cellular detox, and nutrition and biochemistry. Dr. Watts' purpose and mission has been driven to help others rid themselves of chronic infections and restore optimal cellular health and vitality. His own story has been his fight in overcoming chronic Lyme disease, Epstein-Barr virus, and parasitic infections. Dr. Watts is currently innovating and formulating new products for parasites, mucoid plaque, and Lyme disease. So welcome, Dr. Watts, to the show. So excited to have you on Cellular Healing TV.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Yeah. The benefit of a group of us doing cellular healing around the country is we have so many different experts like yourself in so many different areas. And when it comes to parasites, hey, you're the go-to in the group, man. So, and look, you have a microscope behind you. That's that fits kind of right to the topic. Did you just put that there? No, I'm kidding. I can tell it's
stained.
I'm looking for parasites. This is a topic we've had a lot of questions on. I mean, honestly, so we love to bring guests on who are the experts in those particular areas to answer the questions. And I know Meredith has a lot of great questions. She read me over. I'm like, those are the questions I have. So I won't steal too much of her questions, I promise. But she doesn't steal mine, and here's the one I love to ask the most. I mean, Todd, how'd you get into this? I mean, it's easy to see how I got into heavy metals and the cellular healing, but how did you get into parasites? I mean, who wants to get into these things?
That's a good question, because I didn't know anything about them before, and I didn't know I had them either. And so the way I got into it was, as I was going back to school and getting my doctorate, I had a lot of health problems. And I was at a conference, and this guy presented about Lyme disease. And at that conference, all the symptoms he was talking about, especially with some of the co-infections, man, I had every one of those, especially babesia. And so afterwards, we talked, and then eventually I went through protocols with him on getting treated for those. And so my health improved to a point, but it stagnated. And that's when I was introduced to a friend of mine, Dr. Matt Buckley, that told me about parasites, and he had studied Dr. Klinghart's protocols, and he had a lot of wealth of knowledge about it. And so as we went through, I found out I had the parasites and have gone through different multiple cleansing processes on getting rid of them, and my health totally turned around. The final component to that was the cellular healing stuff that really helped me bring it all together. So treating the infections, treating the Epstein-Barr virus, treating the parasites made a big difference, especially with my food sensitivities. Because my food sensitivities, I had severe headaches when I had dairy exposure, any little bit. My gluten sensitivities, my brain would just shut down. If I had gluten, within 30 minutes, I was tired and I wanted to rest and sleep. And so by getting rid of the parasites and cleaning up the gut, man, no more headaches with the exposure to dairy. My gluten sensitivities aren't near as bad. Not that I try and test it very often, but definitely have reduced symptoms with those things. And so with that process and treating my patients, I've gone through and seen just migraines, chronic food sensitivities, multiple components of chronic back pain, shooting pain, wrist pain, and there's so many skin conditions, so many conditions that go along with intestinal parasites or liver flukes or protozoans, whatever it may be.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. You know, I had parasites too, and you know, my heavy metals brought my immune system down to the point where, you know, obviously I was right for it, just like, you know, so many of our clients. You know, we think of parasites as just being in the gut. And typically, that's if you go to a hospital or a doctor, they're going to just test in the gut. But you mentioned liver flukes. Of course, we know that there's lung flukes. And you just sent us a great article talking about how parasites harbor Lyme disease, and they're getting, you know, it's getting into the brain. So, you know, talk a little bit about that, because, you know, a lot of people don't understand that. They think of parasites just as a gastrointestinal issue, but it's really not. It's beyond that.
Yeah, parasites are systemic. Mm-hmm. And so an example of that is a common one called threadworm or Strongyloides. And it's a small intestinal parasite, and that small intestinal parasite has larvae that go into the lungs. But it seems like they also can spread out to the muscles and into the nervous system. And in his article, he talked about the Borrelia being inside of the nematodes, which were injected by the ticks, and how it causes, and the study was all with multiple sclerosis patients that had passed on. And it was really fascinating to see that really all these things exist inside there. And that's why, to me, when I'm doing a comprehensive protocol with patients, you have to address parasites, because the Lyme will come out, heavy metals will come out, just like you said, and, you know, fungus, mold, all that stuff is stored mm-hmm. in them. And so even in a treatment process with that, you have to consider other things for binders and things that you don't react so bad. I've had people get full on head colds, major, all kinds of different symptoms based off of parasite cleansing. And so there's a process that you have to go through and be cautious of and really communicate well with patients in doing that.
Yeah, exactly. I want you to eventually get here, a typical protocol. But Meredith, you have some great questions there. So, you know, fire some of those away.
Yeah, well, just to back up a little bit too, I'm wondering how common parasites are. There's a lot of talk of this, but I mean, how many does the average person, are they likely to have parasites? What do, you know, what do these symptoms look like that people should be looking for, and how common are they?
Well, there's a lot of controversy on that, but a lot of statistics show that they say up to 85 or 90% of people have parasites, just part of how we exist and live, right?
Wow.
And so they say
that's a lot.
Food, it's in food, it's in a lot of pork, it's in you know, even vegetables that aren't cleaned well, water sources, in the lakes, rivers, animals. I mean, all the animals have them. So you should be treating your animals as well, and they're easy to pick up. Just going to the grocery store and probably touching the cart, there's one study I saw that showed that 85% of them had fecal matter on. So it's made me paranoid and touching carts without washing or cleaning them off. And
wow. So this is not just traveling to some exotic country and, you know, drinking the water, eating the food, where you can have this exposure. This is our grocery stores.
This is anywhere. And the thing is we're a globally traveled world now. It's not United States is specific to themselves, that nothing crosses the borders. But people crossing the borders every single day. And the food sources come from international sources. You know, your apples could come from Chile, or your fish could come from China or Taiwan. The food is global now. All the sources are. And so you just have to look at the symptoms and what symptoms are there. Like you talked about, what are those? Migraines and headaches could easily be the case with that. And I've had 100% resolution so far with the patients I've seen in regards to treating their gut and parasites with that. The other thing you have to look at is skin conditions. So eczema conditions is another particular type of intestinal parasite that could cause a lot of problems and eventually create those skin conditions, psoriasis. You look at and consider chronic pain. So I've had patients that have had MRIs, all kinds of things done on their back, seen chiropractors, acupuncturists, seen orthopedic surgeons, and they couldn't figure out why they were having pain, and there's nothing that showed on x-ray or MRI. And then I treated them for parasites, and the chronic pain shooting down their legs went away.
Wow.
And it's amazing what they passed out of them. You'd be like, no wonder why they had the pain. But, you know, I had chronic wrist pain, and in some of the studies I've seen, the chronic wrist pain was related back towards liver and liver flukes, which create chemicals that cause pain in joints and ligaments.
Wow.
So like similar to Lyme disease that create, you know, the bacteria, it's the, a lot of times it's a toxin that create and degenerate the tissues.
Right.
Yeah. Now, are some people more susceptible to parasites than others if you already have a weakened immune system or, you know, some other things like that?
It's a really good question. In Chinese medicine, in some of the things I've seen, the yin versus yang person, so it could be a yang deficiency. So you want to be sure that you're eating more that direction, a yang diet, or you know, having some products that can support that. And I use a formula from Byron White Formulas that is a for yang deficiencies.
Mm. Now, and more yang type foods, that would be more proteins, right? Kind of fats, things like that.
Yeah, exactly. And I think the people that struggle a little bit more with that, ones more, that are more vegan based, because of the fact that they're not getting the proteins, any protein that gets in there, the you know, the parasites, and they're affecting the digestion. So the digestion isn't assimilating nutrients, and so they're not getting their monoamines into their bloodstream, and then being able to create the proteins and enzymes and neurotransmitters and things that are needed for their health. The other thing is that it really highly affects blood sugar. So then if somebody has a chronic anemia or maybe chronic blood sugar issues or cortisol issues, you got to consider that the parasites can create that problem. And you know, they're very active. They seem to be more active at night when you're sleeping. So it goes a lot along with people that are waking up 1 to 3 or 4 in the morning because they have high amounts of what they call ammonia being released. Causes some insomnia issues and sleep issues, difficulty falling back to sleep.
And Todd, so, I use
some binders to address that, to help out. And there's some great products I've used from Systemic Formulas and just some specific amino acids that will help with binding the ammonia and pulling it out.
Yeah, bind is one of them. And, you know, hey, I have to ask this, you know, it's, and this is, you know, my thing. Maybe not yours, but, you know, yeah, I mean, I believe that 85% of the population has parasites, right? But, you know, just like there's populations that 90% of the population has Lyme, but not all of them express symptoms or they're sick. We know. I mean, it's like, you know, most people in certain areas of the, you know, world have parasites, but they're not sick. You know, so, you know, what's your feeling on that? I mean, you know, obviously someone can be in a symbiotic relationship, if you will. Someone could be their immune system keeping it so low that it doesn't matter, like Epstein-Barr. I mean, it's most people have it, but at a certain level, man, it can make them very sick. I mean, even cause brain lesions, right, when it enters into the brain area.
Sure.
The same be said for parasites.
Yeah, I believe so. And the parasites can cause, it's such a low chronic infection, that it can suppress the immune system, allowing things like Epstein-Barr or Lyme or other bacteria or viruses to really take hold. So some of the kids I've dealt with, you see this with little kids a lot, is the Mollusca morts. It's a virus, right? And they have a difficulty time getting rid of them. They're supposed to resolve on their own. But what I find is if I take care of the parasites in the gut, then the immune system comes up and they're able to overcome it much quicker.
Yeah, you know, my parasites, now I had some Giardia. I had more of the microscopic guys, even Cryptosporidium. And it seemed like it just even kept coming back. I would knock it back. It wasn't just like my Candida. It was like when I got my heavy metals down to the point, then I did a phase. I remember it was like that was it. It like knocked them out, you know, and it was like I had to deal with it again. Is it similar? I mean, you know, to Candida, where that, you know, you could have other things that you have to knock down even to help get the parasites completely out? Or is that just common with those microscopic parasites?
Well, I think it's common with the microscopic parasites, but there's a few things that go in with that. One is it's your immune system, right? You have to get your immune system up.
Yeah.
So if your immune system doesn't come up because you have heavy metal toxicity, right, and you have chronic active Epstein-Barr or other viruses, then it's difficult to overcome even the other parts. And then the other thing to consider is that the smaller ones could be inside, say, tapeworms or some of the other nematodes that that they can be released so they can hide away from getting, you know, knocked out of there. So there's multiple, I think there's just, it's a multi-complex, you know, multiple complexities with that. Yeah. Like getting rid of Lyme, like you said. So, yeah, same thing.
What are some of the most common parasites that you see?
And you don't always see them. What you do is you see the symptoms resolve, right? Very common ones, liver flukes. And that's why a lot of people aren't able to digest fats, or they maybe it's a big cause possibly of gallbladders having to be removed, or your ability to function with managing your blood sugar. Another one is some of the nematodes or the roundworms in the intestinal system that create more of the skin conditions. And also looking at food allergies as well as more asthmatic conditions. So because a lot of times their larvae go into the lungs. Pancreatic flukes can really create more of the diabetes type issues. So you want to get rid of that. You have to look at heavy metals and maybe the flukes that are in the pancreas. But as far as you've seen those protozoans like the Giardia, the Cryptosporidium, and to maybe Histolytica, actually that one's common, but seeing those, you know when you have that problem. I mean, the Giardia, you know, because you have diarrhea.
Yeah, I did.
The average person doesn't have that problem.
Yeah.
They may have more constipation issues, which go back to more of the roundworm, intestinal worms. So chronic constipation issues I've seen with a lot of women that have had it since they were little girls their whole lives, you get rid of those and you start taking care of that problem, all of a sudden their chronic constipation seems to go away.
Mm. Now, how are you testing for the parasites?
It's a great question, because that's such a difficult history to do, right? The thing is on typical regular stool sample testing is very difficult. There's some other testing that checks on antibodies and other things. What I do is I actually have an assessment form that I'm able to go through and rate what the number is. And from 0 to 10, not bad, 10 to 20, but I see people up upwards over 100 and they have severe infestation of parasites. But on average, I see between 40 and 60. So I use that assessment form to see typically what their symptoms are to show me what we need to address and what type they may be. I also, you know, I'm pretty proficient in muscle testing. And I find that muscle testing seems to be the best way for me to assess it, because I've seen patients do colonoscopies, endoscopies, stool samples, multiple stool samples, and come back negative, and I treat them, and there's the proof right there, right? I see it come out big time. So it's a difficult thing to test for, because they're not wanting to come out. They're in a great environment in your body. And so part of the thing is you want to create a not-so-good environment in the body.
Right.
And that's where diet, nutrition, creating the right balance with maybe the pH in there can help.
Well, how do you muscle test for parasites? I'm just trying to understand that.
So it's a applied kinesiology system. It's just an autonomic response test to how it works. And that's what I use. Dr. Klinghart uses the same system. He teaches that, the medical doctor up in a Seattle area. And there's many doctors, chiropractors, naturopaths, and some medical doctors that use that system to do that. But, you know, there again, some people don't have the knowledge of it, so they don't even know to test for. And there again, I always go back to symptoms. What are the symptoms? You know, do these match up with parasitic symptoms? And then the symptoms, which type would they match up with? And then you can go through a more systematic approach to doing it. You deal with what we call cestodes or tapeworms first, and then work your way down with trematodes or flukes and hookworms down to intestinal roundworms, which are the nematodes. And then last but not least, the protozoans, which are the microscopic ones. And so that's the order I go through, because otherwise the protozoans can come back if they're inside of the larger ones. And so I've seen amazing turnarounds. I had a gal that had chronic hives every day for a year, and she'd seen all kinds of specialists up in Montana, and nobody could figure out why she was having it. I put her on a protocol. Within 10 days, she passed a 6-foot tapeworm. Oh. And it's been over a year now since she's had any hives at all.
6-foot tapeworm. Wow.
Yeah, I've had a number of those with people.
Did she take pictures? Do you have any pictures? Pull up your phone, man. You probably have pictures, I bet you. If people bring them in, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I know some of my clients have sent pictures. You know, they're like, is this normal? And I'm like, yeah, that's a parasite.
Wow. Are you testing most of your clients for parasites or all?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I test all my patients for parasites. Anybody with chronic disease, any issues, I test that because it's hard to even get the thyroid back to work if you have a blood sugar issue or chronic anemia or iron issues. Or you're driving cortisol at night with maybe a real high active thing, or you have insomnia and can't sleep. Why do you have that? Well, you have to consider blood sugar, which then goes back to maybe parasites and, chronic stress. And it's amazing. I've seen people, even their physiology and their brain chemistry change to where they've had, major events, traumatic events in their lives. And so they were depressed. They had a negative outlook on life. And as we cleared them out, getting rid of that bad chemistry opened up and cleared their mind to be more positive people and have a completely different outlook in life. And they were able to overcome the struggles that they had and see things in a whole different way. So it changes in multiple levels, not just the chemistry level, not just the digestive level, but it also can change on the emotional level.
I really want you to kind of give people an idea of what a protocol looks like. Of course, you can't, it's different for everybody, obviously, in muscle.
Yeah.
So we're just giving an idea. Then, and I know you've created your own product that we would love to carry at there on Revelation Health, where Meredith is. And we have some of the BRM products, I'm sure we carry, and some others. I know we have some Byron White products, IO. So we do carry some of those products. But, give us some, because I know people are going to want to know, what does it look like? And I have to say this. I mean, when you're dealing with things like parasites, again, this is why we coach doctors around the country. Someone like Todd, there's complexities, especially when you chase out lime or heavy metals. You need a coach. But I want to do people right, at least give them an idea of what this looks like.
So my first thing I always do is I look at how their bowel is moving. Do they have diarrhea, or do they have constipation? So if they have diarrhea, then I'll run some of the stool samples or I'll run some of the antibodies because more than likely they have a protozoan or something that nature that's causing that. But I always start out with making sure the bowels are moving. If you're constipated and you're trying to do this and the bowels aren't moving, it's going to be a real bad problem. So just tell everybody straight up, you've got to get the bowels moving first and foremost. And then you have to have a binder to go along with it. So I use Bind quite a bit from Systemic Formulas. Sometimes I use the Detox 2 formula from Byron White Formulas. And sometimes I use Takasumi Supreme from Supreme Nutrition's. I use those lines, all three of those lines, quite a bit. And what I see is that I use Systemic Formulas, BRM 1, 2, 3, and 4, and I'll usually use the one. I always start with the one, especially if they have any tapeworm issues. And it's really nice how they set them up because they kind of go from large to small, to the microscopic to the cellular ones. And so you just have to learn their product line that way. Be careful and start out slow.
Yeah.
The Byron White formula that I use, the AP product, is also anti-yeast or anti-fungal. And so people can have a bad reaction with that if they're not detoxing properly and they're not eliminating the stuff or having binders in there.
Yeah.
Some of my patients, I started out just getting the detox pathways open like you taught me. So supporting the liver, kidney, get that kidney really flowing well, getting the lymph moving, because the toxins are going to come from all over the body.
Yeah.
And so anyhow, with that, that's just one. I started people on one drop in water on the Byron White formulas, and then I work up to 20 drops a couple times a day. And everybody's different. Some people, like myself right now, because I've done it, I've done 10 different products over this last year. I actually can do 2 squirts of that. I can do about 40 drops at a time. But other patients would, you know, they have severe reactions to that. I always tell people, you have to manage it. You have to communicate with the doctor.
Yeah.
Because it's going to make you really tired and fatigued, and you can have headaches, you can have migraines, multiple issues that you can break out with rashes. So you start slow, and if you're having those conditions, you may have to back off a little bit.
Absolutely, yeah.
And go back to some detoxification issues first.
It really is detox, right? I mean, we do a prep phase, and then you have to work slow and low, you know, work your way out. It's simple as that, yeah.
Exactly. That's so vital, and I appreciate the knowledge I learned with you and your program on that part, because it brought a whole new component to what I do and how I treat people. And it makes total sense to me, you know, knowing and understanding biochemistry and how we heal the cell. So the other thing I use, Supreme Nutrition has a lot of individual products. So their product can be really beneficial because I'm using one product at a time, not a mixture of herbs together. So some of my patients are very sensitive. That's what I have to do, is I just use one herb at a time. Other ones, I refer to a doctor. I have Dr. Red that works in my office here, who's a osteopathic doctor that can write prescriptions. So depending on the patient and what they have, whether or not it's going to work or not, some things are really hard to get rid of without medications. And you can treat, you know, a specific tapeworm for 6 months with an herb, or I can get it gone in just a few days with the medication. And then use the herbalist to continue that through. So not everybody can handle that due to depends on their flora and what they've done with their gut.
Yeah.
But, you know, at times that I've seen huge changes in people that have done that because they've done that. So I have that in my clinic. We're an integrative clinic that we're able to get both of those views in there. Ideally, we like the natural route and doing things, but it's made a difference. It helped me. It helped me get rid of my tapeworm that I got probably in South America when I lived down there for 2 years.
Yeah. That's oftentimes where you pick up the big boys.
Yeah. You know, I see a lot of these LDS missionaries up here, and you know, coming back from Brazil or Mexico or some of the, you know, Peru, they have some messed up guts.
Yeah.
You know. So.
Yeah. Absolutely. Scary stuff.
Yeah, I bet you've seen a lot. And I'm just interested, too, as you brought up True Cellular Detox, do you do cycling with a lot of the products and protocols as well, just like, you know, Dr. Bamba suggests with the True Cellular Detox approach?
I do. So in regards to that, I'll go from, like I said, last year myself, I did 10 different products. So I did a couple of medications, but then I went through a bunch of different Supreme Nutrition products, the VRMs, the AP, PRL Labs has a product there that's really good. So I just rotate them through, because one product doesn't solve it. I wish it did. It'd be really nice if we had that. And then the product that I have coming out, what it does is a blend that helps come in there and bind and pull that stuff off of the intestinal layer. So it helps if you're getting rid of mucoid plaque and also a lot of the intestinal parasites too.
What product is that? Get in there. What product is that, Dr.
So it has a blend of Mimosa pudica, clove, and purslane in it. And I've done different versions of testing, and so I'll be coming out with it here pretty soon. So I think within the next, I'm hoping within the next 30 days, I've been testing different blends to see what's most effective on what I wanted. And I've been in that process for about a year and a half.
Yeah, I knew that, because I'm waiting for that product. I really am, and we want to carry it. We want to carry it there at Revelation Health, because you know I want access to it for, you know, my people. So absolutely.
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah.
Now, is it a powder? Is it capsules? Is it a tincture? How is it taken?
It's a capsule. So it's just a capsule. You take a couple twice a day, depending on how sensitive people are. Some people are really sensitive. I'll go start with one capsule a day. The standard person, I usually do 2 twice a day. Other ones, I can bump it up and be more aggressive. There again, you know, the doctor can help with that process and how their systems are working. And, you know, one of the things I always talk to people about with that is you've got to be sure the bowels are moving, because you can get more constipation when you're getting rid of parasites, especially using that product. So I'll use bind or magnesium peroxide or some type of more magnesium in the system to help move things along, clear it out.
I always say hidden infections are oftentimes why someone can't get to that next level. Parasites, no doubt, could be that hidden infection, you know, just like a root canal, cavitation, you know, or parasites, you know, even the ones that, you know, went beyond the gut, because I had a client, you know, where they said, well, I got rid of my intestinal parasites, and then we did some other parasite work on them more systemically, and, you know, it was a game changer. So, Meredith, that's a good idea. I would love to see that, you know, I always use Meredith as another guinea pig. I mean, she's amazing. She'll do anything. Let's put her on a parasite program, Dr. Todd. Let's see what comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Todd had sent me a protocol a while ago, and I'm up for it. I'm very curious. I don't know if I should get a test or just assume I have parasites and go forth with it, which actually that was one of my questions. Is there a danger in doing a parasite cleanse if you maybe aren't sure that you have parasites? Or what do you think there?
I think a lot of the herbal products are good immune boosters, right? And can help with multiple things, not just parasites, but fungus and yeast and other infections. So I would, you know, look there again, I'm going to go back to my assessment forms and see what people are going through. If they have autoimmunity, and I'm going to look at what may be suppressing the immune system and causing that to be out of control. And that's one of the considerations you have to make, would be parasites. And again, like Dr. Pompa said, that systemically they can go systemic, and that's a problem. And that's why many protocols that are out there, I know with autistic kids, Dr. Kackler, Andreas Kackler, he uses a protocol of 18 months. And Dr. Klinghart has his protocol. Most of these protocols that they use on these go from a year to 2 year process because they can come back. And so because of there's different stages of them, similar to, you know, the bacteria has different stages or different forms. There's different stages of parasites, and that's where you have to learn how to understand pulsing, using products short period of time, during specific times of month with full moon things, and seeing when they hatch, addressing the eggs, addressing the larva, and addressing the adult stage. Understanding the liver component and those gallstones and stuff, they have a lot of the eggs can be in there, as well as a lot of bacteria. And viruses can be stored in there. So even with Lyme disease, it's really good to get that liver cleaned out because so much of that's affected by these infections.
Wow. Sounds like it can be quite complex too. So working with a coach, especially for parasites, would be prudent because of just the complexities of, you know, having treating it well.
Yeah, you know, when you're dealing with like mold, Lyme, heavy metals, you know, these infections like parasites, you see the complexities. I mean, you know, that's why, that's why we need a growing group of doctors who understand, you know, and out.
Yeah, and like you said too, it's more than once that you need to do it as well. You often can't just take one parasite product and you're good to go. There are stages, and you know, it's a process.
And as you pull heavy metals out, we know this. I mean, people say, well, yeah, well, you know, this is clear, that's clear. All of a sudden, you do a heavy metal cycle, and out you pull Lyme out, you pull more parasites out. You know, so it's, you know, that, you know, you have to be versed in all of it.
Exactly.
Well, go into that a little bit more too. I think it's interesting to talk about heavy metals and candida, Lyme, mold, and Dr. Watts too. Just kind of your thoughts on the interplay of all of these hidden infections and challenges, and how they can affect each other.
Okay, that's a great topic, and one of the reasons why I like that is when I look at the gut. So when we go to heal the body, one of the things we talk about all the time is healing the gut. And most functional medicine or functional nutritional practitioners understand that that's the key. You got to heal the leaky gut. But I see people that have been on leaky gut protocols or candida protocols for 10 years, right? They just have this chronic thing. Why? So, you know, heavy metals obviously is a huge component of that. If they have heavy metal toxicity within their gut lining, it's going to be really hard to ever patch that leaky gut up.
Yeah.
But with the parasites, it's the same thing. And very few practitioners are looking and addressing that at a really deep level, because that creates, you know, the chronic candida or chronic infections that just keep coming back. Why do they keep coming back? Why aren't we getting rid of this problem? Well, you know, look at the following. They secrete ammonia. They neutralize stomach acid. They neutralize the pancreatic enzymes. And so it completely affects your whole digestive system and your assimilation of nutrients. So that's where, you know, if you're gonna go through and fix the gut, you have to clear the parasites out and then restore, you know, stomach physiology, intestinal physiology back, heal the lining, and support the process. They love, just like bacteria, putting out their toxins to then create an environment that they can exist in, right? And so our goal is to create an environment that they don't like to be in. Mm-hmm. And that's the key part to true healing from these guys, is to create that environment, create that microbiome. So I'll go through the protocols for a while, and I'll be using Restore and Dr. Bush's product in there, which I think is very important in that process. Yeah. And, you know, and then prebiotics, things that are going to feed the good bacteria within the system. I don't throw people right on probiotics, because I think a lot of times people get so excited about probiotics, they put people on probiotics forever, and they're on the same one so they can create SIBO.
Yeah.
Or it's just not a good environment, so they're just going to die off anyways. Yeah. So let's get the sewer, let's get the crud out of there, let's get a whole new great field where the villi can be in there. Digestion of bacteria can be all amongst the villi in the system there, and do what it needs to do to help heal and create optimal digestion.
Yeah.
One of the things they do, Dr. Pompa, is they secrete mucin, right? Mucus, for protection against all these inflammatory things. Eventually, you get all that buildup.
Yeah.
And that buildup, then you can't digest, and then it holds all the stuff down. You know, all the heavy metals in there, and the bad bacteria, and the toxic flora, the yeast, fungus in there, and it's hard to get rid of it. So that's where it's really important to really clear that environment out. And that's part of what my product does, is it helps to clear that environment out. So then you're getting a fresh start, and all of a sudden, when you're allergic to everything, now you're allergic, and you can eat almost anything.
Yeah.
So changing those food allergies, somebody has a lot of food allergies, you know, they have a lot of, you know, inflammation and probably parasites causing that.
Wow, such an important topic. This is so interesting. I was just speaking with a client on the phone yesterday too, and she said, "Oh, I've just had leaky gut and candida for years, and I just can't seem to fix it." And, you know, we were talking a long time, and I think you're just speaking to a lot of people right now who are having these chronic gut issues and just still can't seem to fix it, and, you know, doing so many different things and not looking at the parasite piece of the puzzle as our number one, Dr. Pompa, and removing that source. Yeah. Because we don't talk about parasites enough, but they're clearly affecting a lot of people just unknowingly.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that you look at in some of these chronic conditions, I had a patient that had UTIs chronically for over two years, and she was constantly on and off antibiotics. And once I did the parasite cleanse, guess what?
Wow.
Whoops. So it affects all the systems in there. And the bacteria, they'll just keep coming back because you're not getting rid of the antibiotics, aren't taking care of all that.
Yeah.
So it goes back to the microbiome in all the areas.
Mm-hmm. Makes perfect sense. When speaking of the microbiome, and you kind of had talked a little bit about probiotics, feeding the good bacteria, let's talk about diet and how that plays into parasites and your protocols. Do you recommend a specific diet? What are your thoughts there?
It's a great question. So in my protocols, what I use.
Oh, you lost your image, Doctor. Oh, there you are.
Sideways. Yeah.
So in my protocol.
You're sideways.
You're sideways.
Yeah, I'm sideways here. Let me see if I can get that rearranged.
It's where it looks
automatically
like
changed and shifted.
A brain parasite.
There we go.
Oops.
Up.
Okay, there we go. So I'm going to flip it right around, so see if I can get that back to where I was. So, and you know, honestly, I just go straight up in the first 2 months, I'm doing cellular healing diet. So I try and get the inflammation down, and then I also try and build the yang body up so that they can heal better. And then from there, depending on what the issues are, if I can move forward into more of a ketogenic diet and fasting. I think fasting is really important. I go through and implement those protocols that Dr. Pompa has taught us within that. And I also do some flushes. So I'll do the vitamin C flush. I've also done some kidney flushes and some liver flushes to help clear out some of those issues.
Yep. So if you're tuning in for the first time, cellular healing diet, that's no grains, no sugar, no toxic fats, and only good quality animal proteins, organic and grass-fed, if you're just tuning in for the first time. And then for the fasting piece, Dr. Watts, is that intermittent fasting daily? Is that block fasting? What does that look like with the fasting in combination with the parasite protocols?
So that I always go back to blood sugar, right? If they have a lot of blood sugar dysregulation, and they can't hardly go between meals without eating, then I'm gonna try and just do it, see if they can do it for two meals, and I'll build up to, you know, a full 24 hours. And then eventually, on some of those people that are harder, I'll go into the 3 days, and then some of the more advanced ones. Other ones I can get right on, go straight into a good 3-4 day bone broth fast or weight water fast. I think the weight water one can be easier for people that have blood sugar issues. Yeah, everybody's different on that, and that's where the doctor has to understand how, you know, does this person have to work and show up to work? And if they do, I need to be, you know, slower at going into that. Yeah. I mean, I have a bad blood sugar problem. And if not, most of mine start on Thursday and go through Sunday. And usually that first day they're fine, so they can get through work and not be affected. Other ones could be really tired, exhausted, but if they have the time and they're really sick anyways, and they're at home sleeping, then they have the ability to rest, then I might go those 3 days instead of just a 1 day thing. So everybody's different on their situation, and that has to, you know, be a doctor's choice, or a patient has to discuss that with the doctor and how they feel and what that is.
I don't know if this is a silly question, but I'm just curious too. Can you starve parasites with like a water fast or a bone broth fast or even the ketogenic diet if there's no sugar? Is it like candida and yeast in that way? Or once they're in and you have to do a specific cleanse to remove them?
It's a really good question. I've seen people, and I've read research that people have done water fasts for a prolonged period of time, been able to get rid of parasites just with a water fast. But I don't think that you go deep enough with just the fasting.
Yeah, I would argue that it's just you'd have to go too long, because you have to understand that there's so much nutrition that they can access. And, you know, I mean, honestly, I mean, they're clever. You know, they can fast as long as you. Trust me.
Sure.
Probably longer. So.
Yeah.
Opportunistic, like candida. And yeah.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. And I think some of those other things, like candida, is difficult to get rid of if you have parasites or you have heavy metal toxicity or if you're on a lot of medications. So you have those components of, well, candida is usually a byproduct of just the environment and things that are there. It's not usually the main concern.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I think that brings up an interesting question too. So if you have parasites and candida and heavy metal issues, perhaps even throwing mold into the mix, how do you go about treating them all? You can't do it at the same time, right? How do you focus on treatment plans, and how do you both do that? I'm curious.
So that's a good question, and the order is important, really important in my opinion. So the way I do it is I go with the prep phase, and I'm going to open up the detox pathways, and then I'm going to start with digestive parasites. So that in my prep phase, I'm working on parasites along with opening up all the detox pathways. And candida is just a byproduct. It's going to get out of there as you fix and heal everything else, in my opinion, on most cases. Sometimes not, but I don't start there because it could be inside the parasites. So I'm going to go with the bigger, the bigger organisms in there to get rid of that. The last thing I do really is heavy metals, because to me, heavy metals is dangerous to start off with if your detox pathways aren't open. And so when I get down through my cellular detox program, I'm going through, and usually it's about the, 4 or 5 months that I'm getting into doing heavy metal detoxification. By then, people are doing better. So I address pathogens first, and then I get to the heavy metals, and then I still address the parasites, really, probably for at least a year. Because, if you get the heavy metals out, other things are going to come up.
Yeah, I call it the dance. Then it's a certain point, right? It's like then you start bringing metals out, then you all of a sudden start bringing different things out. You know, you could bring out lime at that point. And, then there's this dance that you have to figure out. It's like, okay, let's cycle a heavy metals, lime. You know, it's like followed by a lime. And it's a little different for everybody. It depends on what the body gives you. So again, it's working with a coach that really gets it and has seen this little dance that you have to play.
And that's a good point, because even with the Lyme, I treat a lot of people with Lyme, and sometimes the symptoms are so bad with Lyme as I treat the Lyme first to get some of the symptoms down.
Yeah.
And then I'm going after the parasites, and then I treat Lyme, and then I go after the parasites. And yeah, it's that dance. That's a really good way to explain it. I agree with you on that.
Yeah, it's a little, like I said, it's a little different for everybody, right? I mean, everyone's going to let things go differently. And, like I said, you look at someone's symptoms and, it almost tells you where to go next. So,
yeah, exactly.
Good question.
Yeah, got to do the dance with the coach. Wow. Well, and that's a perfect take-home message, I think, for all of our viewers too, who are watching and are suspecting maybe some parasite issues, along with candida and Lyme and heavy metals and all of these, toxins that we're exposed to today, and these health challenges where, you're listening and you aren't, getting answers, or your symptoms aren't resolving no matter what you do. It's a really, really interesting topic to delve into parasites and to learn more about them. So thank you so much, Dr. Watts, for bringing this information to our viewers. This is a really fascinating topic, and I'm wondering if you have anything else you'd like to share or add.
I think the first thing starts is finding a good practitioner that's going to help you with that process, and helping them understand that so many symptoms can go back to parasite infections. But dietary changes are really important, and that is going to be a key to really to ultimate health. You have to get inflammation down so your hormones can work, so your thyroid can work. Because if your thyroid isn't working, then it's hard to build that immune system back up to where it needs to be. And so, get at it. Get after all of it. It all is important. Every single one of the heavy metals, Lyme, bacteria, viruses, you can't leave any of them out.
No. Absolutely. Those are the big hitters. Dr. Todd, thank you so much.
And you're welcome.
When your product, we want to be the first to carry it. So
okay.
Let's get this thing done.
Sounds good.
And we'll bring you back on the show when we have the product, right? Meredith will make that happen. So, all right. Thank you, Todd.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you, Dr. Pompa. And thank you so much, Dr. Todd. We'll definitely do a part two when we have your product out, so we can really delve into the science behind that and how to use it. And in the meantime, where can our viewers find out more about you?
We have a Facebook page and Total Body Wellness Clinic, and also our website at totalbodywellnessclinic.com.
Awesome.
Awesome. Thank you, Dr. Pompa. Thank you, Dr. Watts. Awesome show. Amazing information as always. Thanks for tuning in. And everyone have a wonderful weekend, and we'll catch you next week. Take care.